This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the Unabridged Millennial, Mason Vera Payne here, and thanks for tuning in. While the rolling back of internet privacy protection laws, companies' files being held by ransomware, and viruses being used to hack into systems, the internet has become a kind of scary place. Joining me to explain how you can protect your privacy and navigate through other scary stuff is Principal Security Researcher at Kapersky Labs, Kurt Baumgartner. Thanks for joining me, Kurt.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so how important is virus software?
Well, it's kind of an obvious answer. It's necessary. But I have visibility other people do not. For example, I see hundreds of thousands of samples of malware every day, malicious software that has potential to steal from people's computers, destroy stuff on their drives, hold their information from ransomware that we catch every day. So, yeah, hundreds, over 300,000 a day. So, to me, it's pretty obvious. You need, people really need some help in protecting their computers and all the data that resides on it.
Well, the reason I ask is because, you know, Windows already comes with a firewall, and I don't go anywhere, you know, that's kind of shady. So, that's why I'm like, can I go a couple days without it? Wouldn't I be okay still?
Yeah, you know, that's a reasonable question. I mean, you know, is it not a big, you know, I don't hook up my computer necessarily directly to the internet, and I have this firewall thing on. Those are all reasonable assumptions. At the same time, you know, there are a lot of groups out there, a lot of cybercrime groups that have made tens of millions of dollars preying on people and systems like yours. Whether it's finding out your email address and sending you really, in clever ways, really well put together emails to get you to click on things that can in turn, you know, hold your data for ransom, or simply watch your data coming past when you're at a coffee shop, and possibly steal some of your information there. There are all sorts of things that these cyber criminals can do to put your data at risk.
So you said like coffee shops. So you mean like if like public Wi-Fi, that's not safe?
In many ways, it can be very unsafe. Sometimes it's configured or it's put together in ways that make it safer. But there are ways to deal with, for cyber criminals to deal with that. So there are these things that they may do that are called man-in-the-middle attacks, where they may spoof the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, or they may spoof the Wi-Fi at a hotel, and it looks like you're connecting to the proper access point, but you're not. And then they can take control of your traffic and redirect you to sites you didn't mean to go to, sites that aren't trustworthy or are not legitimate. So, yes, open Wi-Fi and a lot of Wi-Fi access points are not necessarily safe to connect to.
Okay, so I know I do a lot for my laptop and my computer. You know, I'll buy some kind of, like, virus protection. Should I be doing that for my cell phone?
Yeah, well, you know, your cell phone is connecting over the same open Wi-Fi a lot of the time. Your cell phone is usually a smartphone, and it provides a lot of capabilities for these cyber criminals to work with to steal things from your phone. So the answer is yes. We've seen all sorts of SMS schemes. We've seen all sorts of malware for mobile phones. So, yes, you do need protection for those devices as well.
Could you use those for tablets, too?
Yeah. So, you know, an example. So tablets are used for all sorts of things. And one thing we look at might have to do with keeping your kids safe. So you may want to install something on your tablet related to monitoring and preventing where your kids are going on the tablets that they're using. I know a lot of kids love games and love the whether it's unicorns or dragons or whatever, but they also get on forums. They also get on all sorts of websites where they shouldn't be. So keeping your kids safe with, you know, like Safe other sort of protection that filters the different sites they can visit is certainly helpful.
Okay, so on my personal computer, I have Kaspersky, and I also have like a bunch of ad blockers. And, you know, I get kind of paranoid. Should I probably have two virus programs, or is it just safe with one?
You know, that's a reasonable question, too. Don't I, you know, double the safety of my computer if I have two products? And the answer is it's not something I recommend. It's not something that's going to double the amount of safety. In a lot of cases, the products can be incompatible, so you may be introducing problems to your machine when you're doubling up.
Okay, so there's been in the news about internet providers are now able to sell your information, you know, and what do you think people should do to protect themselves against that?
Yeah, this is kind of a big question. So network providers now have the green light to go ahead and spy on the websites you visit, collect your personal information, whether it's health information, sexual preferences, financial problems, whatever sites you may be visiting, they're going to watch and they're going to sell that data in one way or another for maybe marketing or advertising purposes. You know, you don't really have a choice in that. If you're paying your provider for a connection to the internet, you can't you wouldn't set up a second connection. There isn't something you can do here to avoid that. Really, what we recommend and what a lot of people I know do and what I do is they use a VPN or a tunneling service where their data is encrypted and sent across the wire in encrypted form so that when it comes out the other side, it's anonymized. Nobody can tell where it came from. It's not necessarily something ISPs can steal and then start distributing and selling. So in our product line, we've just started including something called Secure Connection. And it's like your own VPN service, only it's embedded in our product.
So how would that work? Because I know, like, when it comes to Kaspersky, a little virtual keyboard will pop up, or, you know, it'll be like, hey, do you want to continue on this page or you want to go to a protected one? Like, so how would that look if I wanted to use the secured connection?
Yeah, so when you're hopping online, enable it within the product. I believe it's not enabled by default. You'd have to actually tell the product, go ahead and secure my connection to the internet now.
Oh, that is so cool, because I was going to ask, like, how do you do the VPN thing? Because I like to think I'm internet savvy, but when it comes to this stuff, I know it's, like, over my head.
Yeah, well, installing and configuring OpenVPN or some other VPN product can be really, really difficult. And, yeah, with ours, you basically install the product, and it sets everything up for you, and you have an encrypted tunnel to the internet.
Okay, so I know Kaspersky has three different products, and I think right now they're pretty much the same price. Like, well, which one would probably be, like, the best one to get? Because there's antivirus, then there's internet security and total security. But, you know, I when I see antivirus, like, isn't that the same thing? Wouldn't that cover everything?
You know, with AV scanners, they're very good at detecting and preventing file objects, for example, like a virus or a piece of ransomware that may come in, or a website you're visiting and it sends an exploit to your system to take advantage of what banking you're doing or stealing your banking information. So I'm not necessarily the best product guy, but usually with the suite, as you get towards the internet security suite and the total suite, it starts adding features like the secure connection feature, and then you get additional devices. So, like, different products will be available for iOS and Android in addition to Windows, you know, Windows systems you may be using.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the total security, I think that has the data shredder. And I always think that's pretty cool, but, you know, why should people be using that instead of just deleting it out of your wastebasket?
The idea behind the data shredder is that data is still available on your disk even after you delete it. So something like a data shredder is going to completely wipe it from the disk so that it's unrecoverable if the device is stolen or if somebody somehow gets access to your data. So if you don't want somebody to walk off with your you know, banking statements, your personal information. If you say sell your phone as a used phone, or you know, you sell something used, you'll want to shred the data before you send that device off.
I was just thinking, like, because Kaspersky has like all this other cool stuff, like the virtual keyboard, and you know, I do see it pop up every now and again for when I'm going to type in my password, and I'm like, eh, what's the harm? I'm just gonna go for it and not use it. I mean, should I be using it, like all the little features?
The features we bundle into these products aren't there to simply cause inconvenience. We put them into the product so that because it's a response to what we've been seeing. So we'll see different key loggers or different banking stealers that watch your keyboard and watch what you're typing in at your keypad. So if you use this virtual keyboard, we have a very secure manner in which we can provide the password or enter the password for you so that those things aren't stolen like they commonly are by these pieces of malware.
If somebody has a program that's able to watch what I'm typing, how is it not able to do it through Kaspersky? Like, can't Kaspersky be, compromised?
Keystrokes coming from your keypad versus keystrokes coming from the screen and being delivered through a very different communication channel. And it might be encrypted, it might be handled differently, it might be isolated from other parts of the system. It definitively secures you from certain types of very common ways of stealing keystrokes from your machine. So yes, it is. It's effective against the kinds of stuff that real-life cyber criminals are using.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Kurt. I really appreciate you being here. For more information about Kaspersky and Kaspersky products, go visit their website at kaspersky.com. That's kaspersky.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.